College of New Caledonia, CNC, students were informed last Friday, January 7, that several programs may be facing closure at the end of April, including its English Learning Program, ENLA. A Public Education Council meeting was held on Tuesday, February 11, to discuss the closure, attended by more than 100 people online, as well as students in CNC ENLA programs in person. CNC cited a lack of overall student enrollment, small class sizes and budget issues as the reason behind the closure recommendation. However, this recommendation was met with pushback from teachers, students, and educational council members alike. ENLA instructor Nazgul Stringer attended the meeting and voiced her concerns about the closure. "I was very frustrated, very emotional," said Stringer. "I didn't know how to react because I'm a language learner. I learned English and I learned many other languages and I know how hard it is. I know without this skill all doors are closed, and you cannot go anywhere. This is one thing that helps a person to succeed and move forward. I know that it is something so essential in becoming successful in life. Without this, you get nowhere." In addition to Stringer, international students and refugees from all around the world, including but not limited to Syria, Korea, Ukraine, and even a residential school survivor from Laidley Tena First Nation, spoke to council members to express frustration and sadness and to discuss the possible impacts on their lives if the closure occurs. Stringer emphasized that one of the reasons behind the recommendation, class sizes, was strange as ENLA classes have been historically small to facilitate the unique nature of teaching English as a second language. "I feel that not all the pieces of information were correct," said Stringer. "Most importantly, they should have come and consulted with us to get correct information. However, that wasn't done. Therefore, the information in this meeting is not correct. Because the class size is by design supposed to be small. We don't have a whole bunch of international students. We have mostly refugees who are already on the edge because they have so much stress. I have students coming to me crying that their house was bombed. I have students coming and saying, 'I don't know how to help my mom, how to help my husband, how to help my relatives.' They already have such a huge level of stress, this is like throwing another bomb at them." CNC stated that if the closure goes through, the college will work with students to facilitate other online or in-person classes in Prince George to complete their education. Stringer, however, is doubtful of the feasibility of this plan. "English is so essential," said Stringer. "Without it, they're not going to have good jobs, they're not going to be able to continue pursuing their careers. Because they came here already. If we take this away from them, what do they do? In Prince George, we have no other place like CNC for these students to learn and become contributing members of our community. That's just so essential. So taking it away is not an option." More questions were also raised by students and gallery members about the lack of funding being cited as a reason for closures, as ENLA programs at CNC are funded in part by the British Columbia government. The college, like other post-secondary institutions across Canada, is facing a funding shortfall that stems from the federal government's lowered cap on international student admissions. Education Council Chair Wendell Schwab said he disagreed with the recommendation for ENLA course closures during the meeting. In addition, other members of the council and gallery said that these classes were not only important but fundamental to CNC as a whole. Finally, a formal objection letter from the students of ENLA Level 4 was sent to the executive director of the CNC Student Union. The letter asserts that the decision was made arbitrarily by the administration and without a comprehensive assessment of the impact on students. "By dismantling an essential service for individuals from diverse linguistic and cultural backgrounds, CNC's decision undermines its stated values, vision, and mission and raises concerns about potential violation of students' fundamental rights, including the right to education," the letter states. "We, therefore, urge the student union to take immediate and decisive action to challenge this decision and advocate for the continuation of the language department in alignment with the principles of academic freedom and equitable access to education." The letter also highlights that 98% of ENLA students are women, who are especially vulnerable due to cultural, political, and socioeconomic differences. It states that these individuals depend on these programs and that the removal of these programs will strip away a critical early support system.